This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to visit with Henry Charlton. Henry's the Senior Vice President and General Manager at Intuitive. Henry heads up the U.S. and European commercial teams. He has spent time really throughout the whole world. He's worked in the Slovak Republic, Germany, Switzerland, California, now in Georgia. Henry, can you take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Of course. So, Scott, first off, it's a pleasure being with you today, and I really appreciate this opportunity. Yes, as you've articulated, I've moved quite a few times. But these moves really afforded me opportunities to work with global teams and customers across a number of different industries, you know, education, enterprise software, and now medical device industries. And the main driver behind the moves has been my passion for understanding how different cultures evaluate, learn, and incorporate new ideas, and ultimately see how they end up scaling them and then implementing them throughout the enterprise in those different industries. My role with Intuitive has been sort of a serendipitous match as Intuitive continues to expand its global reach, its training, and digital strategy. And it's really enjoyable when a job leverages your personal passions. I'm extremely fortunate.
So take a moment. Intuitive is one of the great global technology companies, great device companies. People don't realize this. You've been at Intuitive for literally 17 of its 25 years, and you've seen the magnificent growth in the robotics and digital assisted surgery, and now sort of becoming a broader company in technology and so forth. Talk about what you do and what you lead up.
So, Scott, I lead the teams across the U.S. and 16 direct European countries. In each of those markets, the commercial team touches all aspects of the hospital and healthcare's adoption continuum. When you think of a continuum, think of the surgeons, care teams, and executive societies and payers as they move through various phases of robotics adoption. The solutions that we use are all part of Intuitive's ecosystem, which has been developed over the last 20 years with input from our customers globally. Would you like me to provide an example or two to bring it to life?
Yes. Let me ask you to do that in one moment. Let me ask you first this. So you now work across a great part of Intuitive's geography. You head up the U.S. in 16 countries. Just give us 30 seconds on some of the differences you see country to country in healthcare, in adoption of robotic surgery, and more.
I find over the years, Scott, we used to talk a lot about differences. I would focus now more on the commonalities. One of the biggest commonalities and evolutions that I've seen of global organizations globally is the clarity of purpose and direction. You know, we refer to a quadruple aim. But whether you're in Bangalore, India, Berlin, Germany, Boston, Massachusetts, across all those healthcare environments, they are trying to achieve the exact same thing. They are trying to achieve improved patient outcomes. They're trying to do it at a reduced comprehensive cost of care. They want to make sure that their care teams are efficient and effective. And ultimately, they want to improve their patient experience. And that has actually been one of the greatest changes that I've seen across all of them and has now become one of the glues that holds a lot of the plans and strategies together.
Does the globalization, the internet, the sharing of information lead to more and more everybody being closer and closer to on the same page?
Short answer, yes. You are seeing the availability of data driving transparency to now driving the reality of the conversations that have to be had.
Fascinating. So let me go back to you. You were going to give us a couple examples of the things that you do and your team does.
You know, I like to use examples where others can replicate. You know, for my first example, I'll use Hackensack Meridian, and I think that was one of the webinars you hosted earlier this year. They've demonstrated how to evolve a full Da Vinci robotics program and service line. If you follow the continuum, they started, as many did, with urology, and have now expanded to include GYN, general surgery, thoracic, and ENT. And then they ended up making data-driven decisions. So we engaged them with customer analytics project to review the data, outcomes, and opportunities within their health system. And they found a connection between access to da Vinci and their outcomes, which led to two initiatives. One was expanding the sites of care. They've moved beyond the traditional main OR and expanded access into their ambulatory surgery center. They also expanded to 24/7 access because they believe a patient's outcome shouldn't be determined by the time of day they get operated on. That's an example of a healthcare system evolving over the years through the continuum. You know, the second example to bring to light is a great surgeon adoption story with Dr. Stephanie Worrell. She's an assistant professor of surgery at Case Western Reserve University outside of Cleveland and associate program director for their thoracic fellowship. Her background is in 2017, she was awarded the AATS Surgical Robotics Fellowship. AATS stands for American Association of Thoracic Surgery. Within 2 years of graduating from her fellowship, she has been able to demonstrate clinical outcomes that are comparable to national thought leaders' published data in just 2 years. And she's able to utilize society programs, peer networks, and data to advance her program. Now, within 2 years, she is in the position where she is helping others with their robotic journey. And Scott, I find it truly rewarding to see stories like this, and it's a best practice that can actually scale.
It's fantastic, and it's amazing to see sort of the growth and the continuum of how this evolves at different systems as well. You sort of start with a certain service line, and then it grows significantly, as you said, even to 24/7 at some large, important, great systems. Talk for a moment about some of the new programs and Intuitive's trying to introduce to simplify the finances for hospitals and health systems and so forth. Can you tell us about some of these programs, what customer reaction is, and what they look like?
Yes, I believe on your earlier podcast with our CEO, Gary Goodhart, he had shared at a high level some of these that we are rolling out. And, you know, when it came to COVID, we saw these as defining moments. COVID is a serious challenge globally. We really wanted to make sure that we were working on problems that our customers cared about rather than working on problems we cared about. And as a leadership team, we wanted to make that abundantly clear to our customers. So there are two parts of the program that you referred to, financial and operational. First, the financial. The financial relief was specifically in terms of extending service credits, warranty extensions, and providing more flexible payment terms. We anticipate the total cost of the customer relief program will be in the range of $80 to $110 million. The second part of the relief program was to address the operational needs. Due to COVID, as you're well aware, hospital staff were stressed, patient backlogs were increasing. So the objective was to identify how we could help reduce patient backlog while helping staff increase throughput without compromising outcomes. And those operational solutions were accomplished in three ways. First, we deployed trainers to help OR staff improve efficiencies per shift. Secondly, we trained after hours shifts so hospitals could provide da Vinci robotic surgery to all patients. And then third, we moved systems to where the hospitals believed they could create COVID-free environments. Some were other hospitals that did not have da Vinci programs, and some were ASCs. And you asked about customer feedback. The reactions have been universally positive. Many have taken the operational solutions and have now implemented it across their health system as the operational plans going forward. I think the single greatest compliment we got, to be frank, is that one customer said that we set a bar by which other companies should now be measured. And that was, like I said, probably the greatest compliment and feedback that we got.
in a lot of this leads you to sort of leave money on the table because you're really significantly investing in your clients and their long-term success to make sure there's this great synergy between Intuitive and your client systems, health systems. Help me explain that. Help explain that a little bit further. As I sort of understand it, some of these investments, some of these ways of changing how you get paid and how the system is paid for, will literally cost Intuitive hundreds of millions of dollars. But Intuitive is crazily successful, so it will be okay. But talk about that decision internally to invest in your systems like that.
Yeah, when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, I can see how it'd be perceived as counterintuitive. Our objective was to assist our customers in lowering the cost of care. And, Scott, actually isn't the first time we've done it. We introduced a next system in 2017, which is a lower cost Da Vinci system. But as a North Star, in essence, if we truly believe that we're in it together with our customers to transform healthcare, and we are, then these moves make sense, and we're in it for the long haul.
Talk for a moment. I watch Intuitive with sort of great regard, tremendous technology, and tremendous efforts on education of customers and trying to partner with customers. You've been with Intuitive now 17 of 25 years that Intuitive has been around. Talk for a moment about first your pride in Intuitive, the organization. I'm, as an outsider, crazily impressed by Intuitive, but talk about your pride in Intuitive and talk about how Intuitive has evolved over the years as well.
The pride of being a part of something that has the potential to create and transform healthcare is something that's difficult to put in words. It's humbling. It's humbling to say the least. And it's been a privilege to be a part of it. If I think about what has changed and what has not changed, what hasn't changed is patients first, always. That has been our mantra from the beginning. It was established in the very early days by our former CEO and chairman, Lonnie Smith, as a way to keep the organization focused to make sure we made the right decisions along the way. The second thing that hasn't changed is working with customers to help them solve real problems, which drives our commitment to clinical, meaningful innovation. We measure our progress in terms of customer goals, their quadruple aim, their better outcomes, the better patient experience, better care team experience, and a lower cost. Those are things that I am so proud that over the years, we have never deviated away from that. If I think about some of the things that have changed, I would place them in the categories of scope and access. It's funny listening to you talk. Some people still think we're just a prostate company. And we've been far beyond that for about 10 years. We have 90 global clearances across 5 specialties. When we speak of a specialty, we think about it as having data validation, comprehensive training ecosystems that includes technology and virtual tools, and peer networks. Our offering now far extends beyond the actual robot. The ecosystem I referred to, developed over the last 20 years, is something that you have to help hospitals have effective robotic programs. And then the sites of care is probably the biggest change. It's extending well beyond large hospitals. It's now available in rural communities, outpatient facilities, ambulatory surgery clinics and centers. And when you think about it, when the pandemic hit, it was great that many of the hospitals were already working with us in these alternative sites of care because it afforded them the opportunity to divert the patients. But the great news is the North Star of patients first always and driving to where your customers need you has really been a has been great for the organization.
And it really is fascinating to watch the evolution from sort of a robotics company in a specific area to a digital infrastructure company that touches everything across the ecosystem in a lot of different service line areas today. I mean, it's really fascinating to watch this evolution and scope broadening and the quality with which Intuitive has done it. What's the feedback that you get from your customers on the digital efforts, the digital assistance, the data analytics, everything else? What's the feedback that you get from customers?
You know, it's overwhelmingly positive. For years, hospitals have been trying to identify how they can transform their healthcare systems. And many times, the focus was just on the cost of the supplies. And most people know the cost of supplies are only 14 to 17% of the cost of a patient's journey. So you can take away the surgical supplies and still not address the real problem. It's the outcomes. It's the way they progress through the infrastructure and the patient continuum. And so hospitals now having data insights that are actionable and working with a team that can help them move forward and address their needs has been probably the biggest game changer. And in each of these, it's evidenced by the number of executives, the number of surgeons who are now willing to not only share their data and what they've achieved, but also teach others how to do it. And that's been truly transformational.
Just fantastic. And how do you look at, you know, one of the questions is competition. How do you look at competition in this market, in this world? Just a moment there around those issues.
That's a great question. You know, we will continue to innovate in technology, training tools, and access to help our customers. But ultimately, we measure our success through our customers' eyes and their success. And that's not going to be just about technology. It's not about purchasing a robot. It's about the people. It's about understanding the processes within the hospital. It's about providing data insights and measuring outcomes together with the hospital. And so we will continue along those North Stars. And I believe that at the end of the day is going to be the best measure that we can measure ourselves. And we believe it's going to be the measure the customers measure us against others.
Fantastic. You've had this magnificent journey with Intuitive, literally there for most of the company's existence, certainly through the great growth period of the company over the last 17 years. Any last thoughts about your journey with Intuitive and your career there?
You know, I think I'd mentioned it's humbling when you think about the millions of patients globally that have been positively impacted at the hands of the skilled surgeons, care teams, and healthcare leaders. I'm privileged to be a part of change in healthcare for future generations. And being a part of something far greater than any individual is an experience that I cherish. And I cherish the years of collaboration with customers, patients, and the Intuitive family.
Well, fantastic. You and the company have done a magnificent job. A great pleasure today for me to visit with Henry Charlton, Senior Vice President and GM at Intuitive. Just fantastic. Henry, I want to thank you for joining us today and taking the time out to do so. Thank you very much.
Scott, thank you again for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Thank you. This podcast was brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is a global technology leader and pioneer of robotic-assisted surgery, and really just a brilliant group of people. Amazing what you've accomplished. Fascinating. People have feedback or thoughts on further podcast topics, please feel free to reach S. Becker at beckershealthcare.com. Reach out to us. Thank you very much for joining us today. And I want to thank you, Henry. Just terrific. Thank you.